Mark chapter 14. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft, and put him to death. But they said, "Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people." And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at table, there came a woman having an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very precious, and she broke the flask, and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, "Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor." And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, "Let her alone, why trouble you her? She has wrought a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you will you may do them good, but me you have not always. She has done what she could, she has come beforehand to anoint my body for burying. Verily I say unto you, wherever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests, to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad, and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, "Where will you that we go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?" And he sent forth 2 of his disciples, and said unto them, "Go into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. And wherever he shall go in, say to the owner of the house, 'The master says, Where is the guest room, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared, there make ready for us." And his disciples went forth, and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he came with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, one of you who eats with me shall betray me." And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him one by one, "Is it I?" And another said, "Is it I?" And he answered and said unto them, "It is one of the 12, that dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born." And as they did eat, Jesus took bread, and blessed, and broke it, and gave to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine, until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said unto them, "All you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter said unto him, "Although all shall be offended, yet will not I." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me 3 times. But he spoke the more vehemently, "If I should die with you, I will not deny you by any means." Likewise also said they all. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here, while I shall pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed, and to be very troubled, and said unto them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death, tarry ye here, and watch." And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto you, take away this cup from me, nevertheless not what I will, but what you will." And he came, and found them sleeping, and said unto Peter, Simon, do you sleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away, and prayed, and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither knew they what to answer him. And he came the third time, and said unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest, it is enough, the hour is come, behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go, lo, he that betrays me is at hand. And immediately, while he yet spoke, came Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, take him, and lead him away safely. And as soon as he came, he went immediately to him, and said, Teacher, teacher, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him, and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword, and struck a servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Are you come out, as against a thief, with swords and with clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him, and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young man laid hold on him. And he left the linen cloth, and fled from them naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the courtyard of the high priest, and he sat with the servants, and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose some, and bore false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst, and asked Jesus, saying, Answer you nothing? What is it which these witness against you? But he held his peace, and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, and said unto him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, and said, What need have we of any further witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy, what think you? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and to say unto him, Prophesy, and the guards did strike him with the palms of their hands. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, there came one of the maidservants of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him, and said, And you also were with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what you say. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crowed. And the maidservant saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And after a little, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech agrees with it. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. And the second time the cock crowed. And Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me 3 times. And when he thought on this, he wept.